Wednesday morning, and here on the Classic Breakfast at Classic 1027, we've been talking over the last few days with Mike Anderson, the founder and CEO of the NSBC, about how to help small businesses because they're going through very tough times at the moment. Mike, again, good morning. Is it time to really be critical, brutal, take a really close scrutiny of expenses within a small or medium-sized enterprise?
Good morning, Mike. Yes, you know, I always follow, I've had for years, Warren Buffett on this, and like he says, we always must be brutal on the expenses, but let's all be honest, especially now. And, you know, if we look at all the businesses, and we're getting a lot of correspondence coming in, the greatest concern for most business owners now is how am I going to pay my bills this week, next week, and how long will this last? So the importance here is that our fixed costs will generally keep the doors open and must be paid. But what we need to do is create a list of priorities and try to set money aside for when they are due. And here, importantly, we must look at all our line expenses, take all our bank statements of the last few months, and remove every single expense that isn't producing revenue or securing key business functions. And, of course, we do also know, you know, our employees are probably our biggest assets, or some of them. And if you cut too deep, you may just not get them back. So we've got to be very careful there, and of course, here from a sales team perspective, you know, talking to the experts out there, and for many companies now, they are retrenching their salespeople, and we're saying, let's not retrench people, let's restructure to commission-based only for the moment, and of course, give them higher reward, so we can keep our best in place, and of course, we can go back to where we were in due course. And we'll also encourage our sales team to obviously work harder and perform better. And yes, sometimes for some of us, it's time to find additional financial sources of revenue. Be creative in your sales and marketing, as we've said over the past few days. And also, we have to consider our savings, our resources, and possibly including possible short-term low-interest loans if we really need to overcome this, of course, pandemic.
Right. And I think governments announced a number of, shall we say, relief measures, and also banks and the like, financial institutions have offered little bits of relief. I guess any SME needs to look at those carefully and see if, however small, those little offers of relief might be able to help them to tide over 2 or 3 months.
Yes. Yes, Michael, you know, we've been informed by APSA, for example, and there's many others, that for their clients, of course, who qualify, they have a full 3 month relief on all credit, whether it's a bond, whether it's a vehicle payment, whether it's the interest of your credit cards. So this is the kind of relief we want to hear. And so I think that's just going to build, and I think the a lot of the financial institutions and funders out there, especially the big players, need to come to the party now, because this is the time we need to retain our customers, and not only our big business now, this is how big business is going to build loyalty with the SME clients now and forever.
But as you say, take a very close look at the expenses, but be very careful and thoughtful about where you may cut, because you may cut the wrong things and prioritize the wrong things.
100%, Mike.
Okay, that is Mike Anderson from the NSBC. Mike, if anyone wants to know more, how do they get hold of you?
Mike, yes, our website, www.nsbc.africa. Or they can email us at COVID-19 without the dash at nsbc.africa.
And this interview will become a podcast at our website, classic1027.co.za, in a short while.